Reach Out, Touch Faith, a podfic written by Heretic Esoteric, read by Bottom Snake. Over the last few years, he'd learned a great deal about his partner. He blamed it on forced close proximity, except he never knew exactly how his bunkmates at Basic liked their eggs, or how his unit liked their coffee. Though, given the general attitude of the place, the answer was probably, black, or you're a fag. Hal talked. A lot. He'd been worried initially about the ceaseless chatter Hal generated, worried it would aggravate him into snapping something fierce at the poor guy, killing their newfound operation in its proverbial cradle. He nearly throttled the man back in Shadow Moses, for Christ's sake. But devoid of the considerable stress and substances he'd endured during that accursed mission, Dave found Hal's rambling, slow as he was to admit it, endearing. Cute. It had been such a long time since anyone was around to fill his silences. Hal talked a lot, and because of that, Dave talked too, more than he had in years. Stop and start conversations about who sold reputable tactical gear, or which data leaks might be false flags, began to turn inward. What music the other liked, how they'd both broken an arm, Hal slipping on ice, Dave falling off his roof, and the intricacies of navigating love with hearts as bruised as theirs. Each time he discovered a new side of this man, he tucked it close to his chest, trying to solve the puzzle he presented. It wasn't long before they ended up in bed together, and Dave learned another one of his favorite things about the engineer. Hal had a sadistic side. Sure, he hid it well, behind that sweet, if sometimes pathetic, demeanor. But now that he was comfortable, now that he trusted him, he never let Snake get away with anything, giving him shit and praise in equal measure. His favorite method of torture? Making Dave wait. Maybe it was revenge for all the times he had kept him waiting, perpetually late to the meetup points after an op. Time drifted away in battle, lost to a sheer bloody-minded focus, his thoughts honed to a fine point. But in that moment, he could feel every second tick painfully by. Hal had four fingers moving steadily in and out of Dave's ass. It had to be four, from the stretch alone, though he couldn't recall the fourth going in. The thought made his dick twitch between his belly and the bedspread. The bedspread from the safe house was rough, grating under Dave's knees, serving only to distract him from the growing ache in his lower back as he rocked down to meet Hal's hand, thrust for thrust. He yearned for their old duvet, the one he'd had since moving to Alaska, long forgotten in some random duplex in Medicine Hat. Just fucking get on with it. Dave did not whine the request and would vehemently deny any such accusation. But it was a very near thing. They'd been at it for God knew how long. But it had passed the point of two fingers long ago. He'd taken his time loosening David, oscillating between light, coaxing strokes along his dick and harsh squeezes at the base when he neared coming, keeping him relaxed enough for Hal to stretch him open. A thin stream of pre-cum leaked steadily from his cock onto the vile bedspread, hopefully ruining it beyond all hope. Hal slowed to a glacial pace, holding Dave's hip still when he tried to push back down. "Get on with what, Dave?" he asked, unable to keep the smirk out of his voice, the bastard. He opened his mouth to snap something bitchy back at him, considering making a show of it, trying to flip their positions and take what he wanted. But Hal took his moment of contemplation to press a little harder, further in, right onto his prostate. His reply never made its way out. In its place came a breathy grunt, like someone had gut-punched him. He ducked his head to the side to catch a glimpse of Hal's expression, eyes bright, crinkling in delight. It would have been cute if he didn't look so fucking smug. Heat rushed to his cheeks, and he shoved his face back into the pillow, away from those two keen eyes. It had been months into their physical relationship when he first realized Hal was holding something back. He pressed him until he cracked, revealing, much to Dave's perverse delight, exactly what he wanted to do to him, mostly centered around a desire to mess him up. It wasn't like he hadn't enjoyed their softer, tamer sessions, but the thought of Hal doming him went straight to his dick, and he encouraged Hal without hesitation, which is entirely to blame for his current predicament, biting his forearm hard enough to leave marks, likely going to beg for Hal's dick in his ass. For Christ's sake, he'd endured Ocelot's torture better than this. Fists slowing, then pulling out, Hal bent over Dave's back, leaving him clenching around nothing, the tang of blood on his tongue where canines had bitten through. Dave. Hal leaned down to kiss his neighbor, pressing his skinny body more firmly down onto Dave's, cock nestling between the cheeks of his frankly absurd ass. What do you want? Hal's last syllable dragged, sing-songy, taunting. He couldn't believe this asshole was about to make him beg for it. Dave opened his mouth, but all he could manage to vocalize was a strained fuck. Hal leaned back, patting his flank, rubbing loosely around his puckered hole, staring blatantly at the redness, feeling his heat. He couldn't stand it anymore. All the games, the constant push and pull of his arousal, he needed Hal everywhere, in him, around him, blotting out the world. It came out guttural, closer to a sob than a demand. More. It was all he could get out. And thank God Hal understood, knew what he needed intimately, the only person left who could, and probably the last. Four fingers pressed in again, all at once, fast, hard, and unrelenting against his prostate. It was perfect, he groaned out his approval, leaning heavily on his forearms, head sideways to watch Hal through slitted eyes, shape blurry in his periphery. He expected Hal to pull his hand away, line his dick up, and finally make good on what he had been building up to, but Hal's hand didn't show signs of stopping anytime soon. A petulant noise escaped him. Hal's hand moving rhythmically, wet sounds echoing off bare walls, filling the room. Eventually, he rubbed a thumb against David's hole, and he nearly screamed. Both were delighted at the ease with which it slipped past the ring of muscle. Dave panted, eyes closed, head down. The muscles of his legs tensed, contracting beautifully in the lamplight as he pushed down to meet him, forcing him deeper inside. He was so full, being made so loose. The thought made him lightheaded, blood pooling to his dick, valiantly trying to make it impossibly harder. Hal kept to a steady rhythm, and Dave stopped complaining about the lack of cock in his ass. In fact, Dave stopped really doing anything but push lazily back against what Hal was doing to him, breath puffed out with each thrust. Craning his neck, he attempted to get a better look at Hal, trying to understand what the holdup was. His eyebrows were pinched together, the same way they got when he looked at the schematics from the latest DARPA leaks, but were more hooded, glassy behind his thick lenses. He'd give up everything to know what was going on in Hal's head at that moment, to crack open his skull and read his thoughts like they were his own. Dave had never wanted this much before. It was terrifying. He pressed on. What's on your mind, Doc? Hal looked away from his hand, eyes snapping to Dave's like he'd been startled out of something. He almost regretted pulling him out of that trance, but then Hal muttered, reverent, God, Dave, you're so loose. I could probably fit my whole fist in you. The last part was said with a loose laugh in the syllables, easy to brush off as a joke, as if Dave couldn't hear the arousal in his voice, as if it didn't light a fire inside his skin to hear those words. Dave moaned obscenely. Hal froze, desperate to hear it. He rarely made any sound when they fucked. A lifetime in the barracks and the looming threat of court-martial had trained him to be quiet in bed. Tonight he had been rarely noisy, But that sound coming out of him? Downright pornographic. Hal would do anything to hear it again. Dave tensed, a snake ready to strike. Hal mirrored him, sensing a shift but unsure to what. He tried to pull his hand away. A retraction, an apology half tumbled out of his mouth, but was stopped in place by Dave's hand. Hal could feel the small, whole body tremors coursing through Dave, his eyes widening as he stared down at his back, the well-honed muscles twitching, glistening with sweat. Neither said anything for a moment, just stared at each other, the air heavy. Hal's glasses smudged with a tacky thumbprint from when he adjusted them with his lube-covered hand and fogged up in the corners from how hot his face was. His dick gave a hearty twitch at the sight, mouth hanging open, panting. Dave was hungry. How had he never realized he was so hungry? Slowly, he nodded and took his hand away from Hal's. He looked away, not thinking he could quite say it while looking into Hal's eyes. Really? Hal, yeah, do it. Hold on. Hal ran to get a pair of nitrile gloves from the well-stocked med kit. Dave raised his eyebrows at Hal's pilfered prize. At his arch, faintly impressed expression, Hal blushed furiously and muttered, I just don't want to end up hurting you. Such a novel standpoint from most people he met. He reached up to pull Hal down into a tender kiss, but the slow press of lips quickly turned more vivacious, tongue meeting tongue, teeth grazing flesh. You're do fine. It's not exactly rocket science. Hal huffed and laughed. Yeah. I'll probably be less nervous if it were. Rolling his eyes, Dave got himself suited. Flipping back onto his knees, lowering his front half prone against the bed, hips angled at Hal. He buried his face in the ratty pillows, inhaling Hal's scent. Sucking in a breath to hold back his whine at the sight, Hal distractedly covered gloved fingers in far too much lube, the fluid dripping absentmindedly onto the bedspread. Circling the red, loosened ring of muscle, Hal pushed in three fingers, Dave groaning out his pleasure. Working back up to four fingers took longer than Dave's overeager reptile brain could handle at this point. Hal, come on, Hal made a little frustrated noise in reply, just as eager to proceed as Dave. I'm just trying to get the angle right in my head first. Trust Hal to overthink even this. God, especially this. Gathering his remaining wits, Dave tapped Hal's thigh, signaling him to pay attention to his hand as he showed Hal how to hold his hand while entering him. He watched Hal copy the action, eyes straying far too long on thin hands. One day he'd have to tell Hal how much he loved those hands. But first, he had to figure out how to say, I love you. Dave, are you sure? We really don't have to. I was just blabbering. He reached an arm back to nudge Hal, cutting short his rambling speech before it grew overly verbose. Hal, I want this. Flashing an okay sign as positive reinforcement. Now quit overthinking it. He was going to go wherever Hal took him. Quietly, he added, I trust you. For now, it would have to mean the same thing. Hal smiled down at Dave and bent over to kiss between his shoulder blades, tasting salt. All right, then. Hal didn't look away. Couldn't, from where they were joined. He rolled his wrist once, deliberate, and sank deeper. He kept moving, slow but relentless, until the stretch turned blinding. He paused, giving him time to adjust. Dave felt split open by sensation, pain flaring bright before collapsing into heat. It climbed fast, too fast, up his spine and into his chest. Sweat slicked his brow. Hal wasn't even fully in yet. Holy shit, he breathed. You're actually taking it. His composure wavered, but he didn't rush. He leaned closer instead. You're doing so good, he said more quietly. God, Dave, you're amazing. Unable to reply,
David answered the praise with a broken moan. Hal began moving again. Dave's body stretched to accommodate him, resistance building as he reached the whitest part of his hand. Hal braced himself against it, against the stubborn tension, against the sharp flicker of fear that he might push too far, and then carefully pressed on. When Dave felt himself give past Hal's knuckles, the sensation stole the air from his lungs. A sound tore out of him before he could stop it. And when Hal finally reached deeper, Dave cried out, loud, sharp, like he'd been shot. Hal went utterly still, panic flashing across his face. Are you okay? Was he? It was a lot. The stretch more than he had expected. It hurt. But the pain blurred at the edges, softening into something warmer, something he'd been taught years ago to survive by leaning into. His eyes rolled back before he could stop them. Please, David managed, voice wrecked. Don't stop. Hal exhaled hard, shaken. Shit. Each slow, deliberate movement drew soft, breathless sounds from Dave, small, broken, ahs. He couldn't seem to hold back. Hal answered with a low groan of his own, the sound almost reverent. The stretch eased gradually, resistance giving way with each measured push. The room filled with the wet, intimate sounds of flesh and breath. The pressure against his prostate never let up. Hal's fingers moved with deliberate precision, maintaining that steady contact. He couldn't fully withdraw without pulling his hand free, so the sensation remained constant, lighting sparks across Dave's body. The same hands that had stitched him up after missions, that had put him back together, were now taking him apart. Endorphins and adrenaline cocktailed together in his brain, leaving him pleasantly floaty. Through his haze-covered mind, he could hear the distinct sounds of Hal touching himself, and was impressed that he'd last this long without doing so. Fuck, Dave, you're Christ, look at you. He was drawn taut, a hammer poised over a primer, ready to go off at any moment, and Hal had his finger on the trigger. His world narrowed inward. Nothing existed beyond the place where their bodies met. Sound dulled, thought thinned. There was only pressure, warmth, and the steady pulse of something dangerously close to surrender. Then he felt Hal withdraw, the exit easier now after all the careful preparation, but it still burned. Now he'll admit it, he whined, loud and petulant. Sorry, Hal panted. My hand's cramping. Dave glanced back at him, flushed all the way down his chest, watching as Hal rapidly flexed and unflexed his fingers. The sight made him laugh dazedly. Hal rubbed at the meat of his palm for a moment before giving a short nod. All right, good to go. Pushing in, Hal paused as if gauging something. Then, as if making up his mind, he shifted his halfway in hand slightly, making Dave grunt, and pressed something blunt into it. For a startling moment, he thought Hal was trying to put in both hands. But as Hal pushed the rest of his hand back in, he felt a familiar bluntness. The unmistakable back and forth rhythm shattered all doubt. Hal was jerking off inside him. Dave's breaths came in sharp, uneven bursts, each one a silent plea he couldn't put into words. The realization hit like a truck. Heat coiled tight in his gut, spreading outward, making his muscles tremble. Hal's wrist rolled with precise, unrelenting pressure, the way only someone who knew him completely could, dragging delicious friction across every sensitive wall. Dave's hands gripped the bedspread, knuckles white, back arching as his body wrote the exquisite tension. Oh, fuck. Hal, please. His voice broke. A shady, needy rasp, each word punctuated by a shudder. He didn't even know what he was asking for, just knew Hal would take care of him. Hal's own sounds, low groans of appreciation, mirrored him. He didn't stop, didn't ease up, and Dave could feel it. The controlled cruelty, the careful insistence, Hal was making him utterly his. Every inch deeper, every deliberate dag of his knuckles pushed him higher, closer to the edge. Fire and ice raced through him, a mingling of pain and pleasure he'd long ago learned to crave. His chest heaved, head rolling into the pillow, eyes half-lidded, lost in the haze of sensation. Hal shoved into him particularly brutally. Dave's body tensed, everything coiling tight, breath snatched from him, a cry halfway between a moan and a scream tearing past his lips. Hal's hand moved in perfect rhythm with the tremors of his release. And in that moment, he was undone, utterly consumed, the ruined bedspread beneath him a testament to the fire Hal had lit inside him. The sensation of him coming on his hand was far too much for Hal. He let out a ragged, heated, "Oh, fuck, 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 fuck," as he followed suit, spilling inside Dave. For a moment, they panted together, bodies trembling, trying to catch their breath and their wits. Hal pulled out, murmuring a quiet apology as Dave hissed against the overstimulation and looked at where he'd just been. Cum leaked out of his ruined, gaping hole. It forced a whimper out of him. If he hadn't just come, the sight alone would have had him hard. He plopped down hard beside him, while Dave remained prone, lower half sinking into the bed, still trembling from the intensity. Their skin both glistened with sweat in the lamplight. Dave, unable to do anything more, slung an arm across Hal's chest, pulling him flush to his side. Neither spoke for a long, breathless moment. Only the shallow rise and fall of their chests, the faint scent of sex and sweat, and the shared warmth between them existed. For the first time in what felt like forever, the world outside this room, the missions, the stress, the ever-present danger, faded to the back of their minds. All that remained was a warmth between them, the steady rhythm of their chests, and the faint, lingering scent of sex and sweat. Hal, as always, was the first to break the silence. He puffed out a breath. "Holy shit, Dave. That was incredible." A beat. Then softer. "You did have fun, right? I didn't overdo it?" Dave only grunted in reply, lifting a tired thumbs up without opening his eyes. Hal let out a small laugh, brushing a hand through Dave's hair before pressing a gentle kiss to the side of his head. "Good thing we don't have anywhere to be for a few days."
"For a week,"
Dave muttered into the mattress. Hal smiled and settled more firmly against him. "For a week, then." They lingered like that, bodies cooling, the slick between them slowly drying and becoming unbearably sticky. Hal finally shifted and got up, groaning like a man twice his age. "Okay, I definitely need a shower. You coming?" Dave's reply came muffled against the bed.
"You're not getting me to move for anything short of active fire."
"Wow, romance isn't dead after all." Hal paused, stretching his back. "Fine, wait here. I'll bring you a damp cloth." Dave's chest rose and fell against the mattress. He'd once sworn he'd never let him get soft. Soft men got hurt. Soft men lost things. But right now, he was tired of always being hard.
"Thanks, Hal,"
he murmured.